Lizzie Jelce has been out of track work this morning for Sky Racing. Morning to you, Lizzie.
Good morning, Andrew.
Now, you went to Rose Hill?
Randwick this morning.
Oh, see, it's a 50-50 call, isn't it? You get me every week. Okay, what have you unfolded there at Randwick?
Well, I had a chat with a few trainers. There's obviously quite a lot of connections out there this morning. I spoke to David Hayes, my old boss, and he was pretty upbeat about Redkirk Warrior. We're actually going to... He's sending us the footage of his gallop yesterday at Lindsay Park, but he was very happy with him going into the Doncaster. He said that for some horses, it can be a question mark running second up in a Doncaster, a stiff mile, but he thinks he's got the ability and the constitution to do it, and he's pretty excited about him.
Gee, you can get anything. If it's a former boss, you're going to get video of his gallop at Lindsay Park, your rower from yesterday.
I know. It's not what you know, it's who you know, Dan.
Well, he'd be giving me the Tijuana if I was asking for it. So you've done pretty well there.
Yes. Dibiani in the same boat. He also did a little bit of work at Lindsay Park. He's not quite up in Sydney yet. He's was a little disappointing on face value last start, but he's had a long-range plan to run him in the Doncaster, so he's sticking to it. And he thinks if you just put a line through that last run, his form leading into it has been okay. He obviously has not won for a very long time, but he's... I couldn't say he's honest, but he's consistent.
Yes, yes. There'd be a few punters saying, come on, Lizzie, say it. Say it like you feel with Dibiani.
That's it.
Yeah. What else?
There's Darren Tulip. They worked on the course proper this morning. Darren, he's hoping for a bit of rain with Darren, but he worked on the course proper. He was very happy with him. He's going along nicely. Tulip, Kira McAvoy Road, is ticking over beautifully. She's had a pretty tough couple of weeks, but she seems to have come through the run well. She's obviously got that very good residual fitness, and she looks like a horse that really will relish the 1400. Well, the run that she had in the slipper, she probably covered that sort of distance, didn't she? So she's really going in great order. So I say that out of his runners for the weekend, he's most upbeat about Tulip and Redkirk Warrior.
Okay. Darren's drawn 14 in the TJ Smith there on the weekend. Who else at Randwick?
James Cummings, I asked how Prize Icon had backed up, how he'd come through the run and backing up this week. He said he was really happy with him. He's been doing this by design. He has had a similar preparation to when winning the Derby in Melbourne, and he just can't believe how much he's come on. He's tightened up. He lost a couple of kilos, which is what he wanted. I asked him about what his thoughts were, why he ran well on the heavy track, and the previous week he didn't. He just thought the fitness brought him into it, but he still really doesn't like the heavy track. He just gets through it because of his ability. So he's very, very happy with him. He's praying for no rain. He also spoke about High Impulse and Mullover. They two staying fillies. High Impulse won her maiden at Hawkesbury last start in excellent fashion. She did a little bit of work with Mullover. He just thinks they're both very progressive staying fillies, and running in the Adrian Knox, he was quietly confident about their chances in the race and going forward as well, but more so High Impulse. He said that she galloped this morning without the blinkers on, so Mullover got the edge on her, but when you apply the blinkers to High Impulse, she certainly finds a few lengths, and that's what he was going on. So he thought High Impulse is excellent and Mullover is ticking over nicely.
Okay, that's James Cummings.
Snowden's, they're very buoyant about Russian Revolution. They're really happy with him. I asked if he'd improved, and they didn't want to say he's, you know, improved too much, but they said he's definitely taken some benefit from the run. So he looks an extremely exciting horse. Kieran McAvoy rode him on the course proper this morning. It was really sharp work. Got that glint in Peter's eye that I got the other day when he was talking about him before the Galaxy. So he's another one who's very exciting. He's probably a deserved favourite. He also has Gunnison and Invader in the sires. Gunnison has had a trial in the interim after the Todman. He's ticking over nicely. He's going well. And he said to me he doesn't like to wrap him up too much because he can sometimes, he's been potting him all preparation and he's been proving him wrong. So he's really happy with how he's going into it. He's just a workman-like type horse, but he's very happy with his condition. And Invader, he's another horse that's ticking over nicely. He's recovered well from the foot abscess. There's no problems going into this run. He worked this morning on the course proper. I'm very happy with him.
Okay, so there's a couple there. Gunnison's drawn 14 and Invader has come up with Barrier 4, so they've had mixed draws. I'll go through those draws that have been done, the TJ Smith and the size, just before we finish, and repeating again at 10:30 in about 35 minutes or so, we'll be going to Inglis's out at Newmarket, where you'll hear the Barrier draws for the Doncaster and the Derby. Just finally, Lizzie, anything else?
I did speak to Richard Friedman about Frolic as well, and he is another one that who's very happy with how she recovered from the run. He's looking forward to getting her up to the 1400. He's hoping that he's going to get a good draw, and he said she's drawn so poorly the last few occasions that he just is wishing her to get a good draw so that she can really get her chance.
I've got news for him on that front. Frolic's drawn 16.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Just a passing goodbye.
Yeah, exactly, for Michael. Anyway, we'll wait and see. All right, Lizzie, all those interviews coming up on Sky Racing and Sky Sports Radio through the week. Get stuck into the form.
Will do. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Lizzie. Lizzie Jelfs there.